Good morning. Today we have a very fascinating question. Somebody who gets an aliyah to the Torah, Kriyas HaTorah day, gets called to the Torah, has the brachas before, afterward, but he's not the Baal Koreh. There's a different person who's laning, and he's there saying the brachas. So should he lane along with the Baal Koreh, or should he simply stand there passively, be quiet, listen, obviously, pay attention, but not say the words along with the Baal Koreh? So that's our high-level question. But in fact, it's not as simple as that. There are actually four possibilities of somebody standing there who has the aliyah. Possibility number one is that he stands there. He says the brachas before and afterward, but he is silent. He doesn't lip the words. He just listens, doesn't say the words, doesn't lip them at all. And that is level number one. Level number two is that he gets the aliyah, he lips the words, but he doesn't say them audibly. So even he himself cannot hear when he is basically lipping the words. He's simply saying the words with his lips, but no voice is coming out, so even he can't hear it. That is level number two. Level number three, we're going to go up and increasing that he's not only going to say the words with his lips, but he is going to audibly say them, but it's just audible to himself. That's called mashmia le'oznav. He says it, he can hear it, but nobody else can hear it. Even the Baal Koreh standing right next to him can hear it, so that's level number three. Level number four is that he says it bekol. That means that not only can he hear when he says the words, but other people can hear it as well. It doesn't mean that he's saying it as loud as the Baal Koreh. The Baal Koreh is saying it real loud, but he's saying it so it's audible to other people as well. Those are the four levels. Once again, this is very important for a halacha. Number one is he's passive. He's silent. He doesn't even lip the words. That's number one. Number two is that he does say the words with his lips, but he himself cannot hear it. Number three is that he himself can hear it, mashmia le'ozna, but nobody else. And number four is that he says it loud enough that other people can hear it as well. So it goes like this. According to the Zohar HaKadosh, you should be at level number one. You should, when you have an aliyah, be silent and listen to the Baal Koreh. The Baal Koreh is laning. Just sit there passively, pay attention, active attention, but don't even lip the words. That is the opinion of the Zohar. The Shulchan Aruch has a concern that if you're not laning, if you're not saying the words, not laning, but you're not saying the words, then that could be problematic. Maybe it's a bracha levatola. I'm saying a bracha before, I'm saying a bracha afterward, and I'm just listening passively, not saying the words whatsoever. So on the one hand, the Shulchan Aruch is concerned that it could be a bracha levatola if you don't say the words. On the other hand, we have the Zohar who says that you're supposed to be passive, silent, and listen to the Baal Koreh. So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, what you should do is be on level number two. Read it with your lips, but don't even hear it. So don't read it. Don't say it audibly. You should say the words with your lips, but you yourself shouldn't even hear it. So that's at level number two is the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, Rav Moshe Isserles, who wrote the Ramah, that's what it stands for, Rav Moshe Isserles, the comments on the Shulchan Aruch for Ashkenazic practice. He also wrote what is called the Darkei Moshe, which are comments on the Torah. And on the comments of the Torah, he says that this Zohar that we just said before, that you have to be passive and silent, that's not what the Zohar means. What the Zohar means is that you should not be on level number four. You should not be saying the Kriya out loud so other people can hear you. That's what the Zohar was talking about. But, says the Darkei Moshe, what you can do, and it's not problematic, is to be on level number three, saying the words, you should say the words, and you're permitted to also mashmia la'oznav, such that you can hear when you are saying the words along with the Baal Koreh. So in fact, that's what the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, that it's mutter for the person who has the aliyah, not only to lip the words, but to say the words audibly to himself, not to others, but to himself. So right now we're at four levels, we said. Level number one is the Zohar. Be silent, be passive. Number two is the Shulchan Aruch. Then you should lip the words. You shouldn't hear it themselves, but he wants you to say the words, because otherwise it may be a bracha levatala. But don't don't hear them because we want to fulfill the Zohar as well. Level number three, that's where the Rama is saying you can even be mashmi lo oznav, you can even hear it, but to yourself, you can hear your own words, other people should not. Then level number four, all of them would agree that you should not be saying the words loud enough that others can hear. So in fact, the Piskei Tshuvas brings in the name of a number of Sifrei Kodesh, the various Svarim that bring the Zohar, and they understand the Zohar Kepashtus, the Pshuto of the Zohar is you have to be passive. You can't be saying the words at all. That's what they bring. That's their Shita. You can't be, you should be passive and not say anything audibly, not audibly. Don't say the words. Listen to the Baal Korah. You should be Yotzevaya, the Baal Korah. But on the other hand, we're also concerned then that the Shulchan Aruch said maybe it's a bracha levatala. So he concludes like the chida, brings the chida, that you should wind up on level number two. You should simply lip the words, but you should not make it audible even to yourself. So that's where this chida came out. So the bottom line is we can be on level number two, just saying the words but not hearing them themselves. That's the Shulchan Aruch. We can be saying the words and just hear them ourselves. That would be level number three. That's the Ramah. But what we should not be doing is saying it out loud such that other people can hear us. And in fact, that could cause a more significant problem, the problem of Trei Kali Lo Mishtame, that when there are two voices saying something under normal circumstances, and there are exceptions to this, but under normal circumstances, and Kriya Satara will be a normal circumstance, if you have two people laning, we have Trei Kali Lo Mishtame, you can't be Yotze, because you can't hear two voices at once. Accordingly, if you have the person who has the Aliyah laning along and people can hear his voice, it could be that he's causing them to not be Yotze the Kriya Satora because they can't hear the Kriya Satora. They're hearing two voices, the Baal Korah and the person who has the Aliyah together, Trei Kali, two voices cannot be heard. That would cause a problem. So we should wind up either on level number two or level number three, but certainly not level number four, such that people can hear the Ola laning along with the Baal Korah. Have a wonderful day.